John Austin, he's the Michigan State Board of Education president. John, how are you this morning?
I'm good. It's a little cooler this morning.
All right. I won't hold it against you that you're calling us from Ann Arbor, all right?
All right.
I just wanted to get your take on what you thought about the House passing the teacher tenure bill.
Well, some good comprehensive teacher tenure reform, you know, as part of the agenda that we need to move. I think the House version include some of the elements that we at the State Board of Education recommended to the governor and some of what the governor's team is eager to support. I think hopefully as we work this piece of legislation along with other pieces of education reform legislation, we can make sure that it's as thoughtful and effective and supportive of great teaching as it needs to be. So there may be some ways to improve it and change it as it moves through the Senate and comes to an ultimate form. You know, real important are to make sure that we have really solid evaluation for teachers and that we're paying good attention to how we provide support and ongoing professional development and training so that we can support excellent teachers. And, you know, the governor's called for, as the State Board recommended, creating a new category of master teachers that can be mentors to new teachers. So there's a lot of pieces to the puzzle here, and we're eager to be supportive and look forward to, and we're going to have to help implement, you know, many of these education reform legislation so that they're empowering to teachers and helping keep great teachers in the classroom where they can make a real difference.
There are two sides to this story. One side, with the teachers and the union, say that the bill goes too far, that it is going to penalize good teachers or make it easier to get rid of higher-paying teachers. There's another side of the story that says to get rid of bad teachers has been a challenge and very costly. From your perspective, where do this set of bills, how do they handle that?
Well, I think, as like many things, you know, the truth is in the middle, meaning our teachers and our teachers' unions want to improve the process for ongoing professional certification of teachers, making sure there's good evaluation, making sure poor teachers are not allowed to continue indefinitely. So, you know, we all support, and I think teachers support, having some ongoing evidence-based, good evaluation-driven assessment of whether teachers are delivering what really matters, student learning. Doing that well, doing it effectively, improving on the kind of drive-by, haphazard evaluation of teachers that have been the norm is part of what needs to be the thoughtful, you know, implementation of this, you know, any changes in the teacher tenure system. And I really want to point to the fact that we need to create more support and more recognition for great teachers so that they can stay in the classroom and don't have to find that the only way to a more satisfying, recognized career is to go into administration. So I'm very eager for us to put in place effective, thoughtful tenure reform that rewards and bases ongoing teacher work on whether they're effective teachers. But then we have to do more to support, train, provide professional development and recognition of excellent teaching throughout their career.
You're listening to the Tony Connelly Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com worldwide via the internet. We're talking with John Austin, who is the Michigan State Board of Education president. The Michigan State Board of Education will hold a regional forum on current education issues, challenges, and innovations from 4 to 7 p.m. on Monday, June 20th at the Wayne County Community College's District Downtown Campus. That's in Detroit. Why'd you decide to do this, John?
Well, we've been doing a series of forums where we, as the elected state board members with responsibility to govern education policy and make recommendations to the legislature and the governor, we're out listening and learning from education stakeholders, citizens, parents, how the changes that we've already made, such as the Michigan Merit High School reforms, and these proposed changes in terms of more support and attention to teacher quality, teacher evaluation, more virtual learning, more opportunity for young people to take college courses early. How are people on the front lines experiencing those changes we've already made? How can we do the pieces that we've got to implement down the road thoughtfully and effectively, hearing from folks in the schools, in the districts, so that we can be as thoughtful in our recommendations and our implementation of these things. We've done great meetings in Grand Rapids, and we're just up in Mount Pleasant earlier this week, and in Ann Arbor and in Macomb County. It's something we need to do routinely so that as we make good decisions in Lansing, you know, there's a lot going on in Lansing with education, that we are out listening to folks around the state who are the agents that are actually making the difference and are making the changes in our schools so that we can fine-tune and craft smart decisions, smart policy, and have it be effective and supportive in the classroom, not ineffective or, you know, well-intentioned, but having consequences that we don't anticipate.
When we talk about Detroit public schools, I'm from Mount Clemens, so I've followed that story for more than 20 years. And with all the legislators and educational experts that we've talked to, well, one of the main reasons that district has so many challenges is that the culture on the school board doesn't seem to have the kids in mind. What can you do to get people on a school board that can help the process? They've got funding issues. They've got teaching issues. It's just a mess.
Well, you know, every community is different. Every community has opportunity and challenge to have elected officials who are on their local school boards who can work together. You know, we've been blessed at the state level. My colleagues on the State Board of Education, Republicans and Democrats, we work very well together. We've had bipartisan, shared, strong actions and recommendations that we've made. It is often challenging for communities to come together as a school board and work together and move meaningful change. You know, Detroit has had so many challenges, as you know, and other school districts with declining enrollments. I think we are going to see now, with Roy Roberts' leadership there, you know, a game plan for the future of Detroit schools that may be something I hope that everyone can rally around to kind of stop the bleeding, constitute the Detroit schools, DPS, as a set of high-quality schools, and also really work together to create effective school network in Detroit that can be attractive to parents. And I hope and trust the school board there can sort of organize and work together with the emergency manager, and then, you know, post an emergency manager moving ahead. But you know, it's often challenging. Well-intentioned people on school boards can make a big difference, so I applaud them for playing that role as we do at the state level. But we've really got to work together to make it happen.
John Austin is the Michigan State Board of Education president. John, thanks so much for your time.
My pleasure, Tony. Have a great day.